Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. It's 8:04. Thanks so much for hanging out with us here on this Tuesday. We're going to get the wake-up call here in 1 second. My name's Mike. She's Allie. Bo is somewhere out there just living the island life on a Dolphin Island.
Good for him.
But he was like, you think I'm going to skip a show? Absolutely not. Give me the equipment. Let me dial this thing up. Dial on behind the glass, playing the good tunes on the way back in here to the 8 o'clock hour. Wake-up call topics, 404-726-0929. 404-726-0929. Here's what we got. All right. Painful losses that you've experienced as a fan or as a player. If you were out there and you played in like a high school state title game, you're like, man, couldn't stomach that one. That'll be an interesting topic. I just played my top five for you guys. I know there's some painful losses out there among fandom. I was talking to Grant the other day about the playoff loss. I think it was the Atlanta Braves playoff loss to the Cardinals where they lose by like 10 or something, mm-hmm. 10 runs in one inning. Also, what do you feel about Zach Robinson heading down to the sideline and then letting go of Ike Hilliard? Right move, wrong move, scapegoat. Something else is wrong. What do you think about the moves that are happening up in Flower Branch that came down yesterday? And also, if you're a Georgia fan, if you're a Bama fan, if you just watch college football, what is your confidence level in the game that is happening between the hedges this weekend? Now, will I be in attendance Saturday night? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. That is not going to happen. I do think the following week, though, Allie, I'm probably going to make a trip to Tuscaloosa.
Okay.
Now, my confidence level in that one's not very good either. That's a Vanderbilt team that everybody is like, oh, you know, Vanderbilt, Bama, avenging the loss. I don't know. I have no idea. This goes back to the conversation about the confidence level. I have no idea what Bama is right now.
Mm-hmm.
Bama is an extremely talented team that when they go away from their own stadium, stinks. They stink. They lost four games last year. All four of them were away from home.
Mm-hmm.
You went to play at Tennessee. It was awful. You know, you lost a game. It looked terrible. You went to play at Oklahoma. Awful. One of the worst losses in program history, dating back a couple of decades. You lost at Vanderbilt, which shocked the nation, but in hindsight, really not that shocking. And you lost the bowl game against Michigan, to which you could not even come close to drumming up a lot of points. So, and then you go down to Florida State and you lay a stinker in week one. I don't know. Like Bama against Georgia. Yeah, they've been fine, right? They won the game last year. Bama away from home under Kalen DeBoer, terrible, terrible. So my confidence level, I would say, is probably, let's go with a 4.
Mm-hmm.
And that's probably being generous.
Okay.
If I'm being completely honest, to which you know I'm a completely honest person when it comes to my fandom. A 4 out of 10 is the way I feel about Bama hitting the road and playing in Athens this weekend.
How many beers before the game starts?
Oh, God. So, you know, the caveat is it's my wife's birthday Saturday.
Right.
And her birthday present is she's like, I want you to take care of the kids.
I'm going to lose my mind over here.
What's going on, Bo? What's your confidence level?
I don't know. My confidence level in what? Georgia beating Alabama?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What is it?
10.
Okay. 10. I give it a 10.
I think, look, I don't know what Alabama is. And I know what I do know is that, Georgia is well coached. I think they're better coached, and I think they're a much better team than probably they were last year, believe it or not. So
yeah.
And it's at home. Like these Georgia fans, they want to beat Alabama. Kirby's it's been for some reason Kirby has to get over this this Alabama thing that he just seemingly he's beat once, right, for the national title, but that's it. So it's just a weird thing right now.
Yeah, I tend to agree. Kalen DeBoer's got to get over the playing away from home thing, like I said. So that'll be interesting. And we talked about it earlier, and we got to get the wake call, but we talked about it earlier. How do we feel about Ike Hillier being let go? I said it. I think Bo agrees with this, and he said it multiple times as well. I don't think this is simply an on-field thing. This is something behind the scenes. There is some type of dysfunction. There was some type of, if I had to guess, an argument. There was something going on behind the scenes where somebody got in somebody's face or something along those lines, and they were like, nope, this has got to stop right now.
It did feel like one of those things that came across my phone yesterday, and it was like, wait, where did this come from?
Yeah. Yeah. You'd almost never see this after 3 weeks. Now, was their performance bad enough on Sunday to probably warrant something like this? Sure. But you almost never see something like this, and this is something that you would more that would categorize as like a panic move.
Mm-hmm.
That I don't believe they're panicking at this point. Maybe they are. Maybe Zach Robinson coming down the sideline is something along those lines, but we'll see.
I don't know if it's a panic, but there's clearly something that that they addressed and it didn't seem to stick, right? And then they're like, all right, well, this is still a thing. And so I don't know what that is, but I appreciate the fact that we're not getting in, and this is, you know, my opinion. I started thinking about this last night because I was down here and I was like, well, why would they do something? And I was like, well, maybe it's one of those deals where you're like, you know what? We're not going to let this reach the 2024 defense or the Jimmy Lake level where, look, there's anything.
I'm on board with that, by the way, like if that's what it is.
After 3 weeks last year, did we not know the defense was garbage?
Yeah.
And did we not know that it was that there was definitely a scheme issue with how far off the ball we were playing and how they were playing? Everyone was playing pitch and catch. I mean, Patrick Mahomes ate us up that way. And so nothing changed. So you have had bad offense as far as passing game wise. Now, I think a lot of that in Minnesota had to do with how they were playing you, but last week looked awful.
You looked about as lost as last year's Easter egg, as I like to say. All right, like I said, painful losses from your fandom. What do you feel about Zach Robinson, Ike Hillier stuff, what's going on in Flower Branch, and your confidence level? If you're a Bama fan, if you're a Georgia fan, your confidence level in the outcome of the game in Athens this Saturday. 404-726-0929 if you want to call in on one of those, two of those, all three of those, or maybe you just got something else. We've been talking about all kinds of crazy stuff today. All right, let's go to the phone lines, Dylan. Let's talk to DeAndre over in Decatur. DeAndre, welcome back to the show, buddy. How you doing?
I'm good, man. How y'all doing this morning?
Good, man. Good to have you.
And you know it's Mike Mafia in the building.
Wait. Let's go. I needed that.
Okay. Painful loss. I'm going to start with when the year the Falcons played the 49ers in the was that the NFC Championship?
NFC Championship, yep. Terrible.
And you know that same year Georgia played in the SEC Championship and we lost in like a similar way, like came down close to like the red zone and
I was at
ended up losing. Yeah. So yeah, they hurt. But oh yeah, I think we play Alabama today. Okay.
That's right.
I wasn't gonna say it. Oh yeah, those two hurt that year. But yeah, as far as Zach Robinson coming down, I feel like at the end of the day, our team don't have an identity. It's like when we had success, Tyler Allgeier had like 16 carries. I think Bijan had like 28. I know it's like 38 in
right.
total.
Yeah.
And we ran the ball pretty good. And it's like right after you do that, you turn around and just look lost. And it's like, I hate to say it. Then you got people like Kyle Pitts. Look, he's running free and nobody's throwing the ball. Then we'd be like, oh, Kyle Pitts is not doing this, he's not doing that. Then he ended up leaving us and going with a Pat Mahomes or something and winning the Super Bowl. So it's like, I hate to see that happen. But as far as Georgia, Alabama, I'm going to go with my confidence level is like a 9 because I just don't know about our edge rushers. I have yet to see sacks, and I'm worried that if you give him time and they get that ball to Ryan Williams, it's going to be a long Saturday. Yeah,
appreciate the phone call, DeAndre. That's a funny. I'm a 9 out of 10, but I'm not sure about our edge rushers.
Just not
I love
confident
it,
man. In that.
I love it. Good stuff. Good stuff. All right, hey, let's go back to the phone lines.
North,
no, go ahead.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
All right, let's go back to the phone line and see if we can go ahead and get one more caller in here. Let's see if we can get Alex over in Lawrenceville. What's going on, buddy?
Hey, what's going on? Good morning, y'all. I got total confidence in Georgia, man. They're just a better team. I ain't even worried about that. Let's get to the Falcons stuff.
All right.
Man, the Falcons, I feel like they don't play to their strengths. You know, they got speed on offense and defense. And just piggybacking off the caller who just called in, you got to run the ball. The wear down them defenses, open up some play action, you know, maybe some read action, give your offense some innovation. You know, it's not too much innovation. Even going off last year when y'all started with the Steelers, y'all in the pistol offense and you going against Justin Fields, those are winnable games. The Falcons, they can't afford to not win winnable games because of the division. Like, the division already give you gimme, so you got to take every gimme that you get. You know what I'm saying? And I just feel like the more that they play, the more, you know, Michael, he'll get his confidence. But you just can't afford with this division and with this team that got, you know, the Packers owners, they got to play to their strengths, starting fast, using your speed on offense and defense. Yeah. And that's just what they got to do.
I appreciate the phone call. Absolutely. But I think the word innovation that he just used, that's a good word.
Right.
That's a good word.
Yeah, it's great. I don't know how the pistol lost you a game, though. I'm so sick of hearing about the damn pistol offense.
Focus on the word innovation. Let's focus on the word innovation here. The word innovation.
Well, that's part of innovation. The pistol is part of innovation. Just like no one complains when Jalen Hurts has got Saquon Barkley behind him lined up in the pistol because they block up front, they execute, they run their receivers are running the right routes. But and so we've got to get out of this mindset that this a formation is costing us games.
Yeah, the pistol,
that's not costing you games.
I will say the innovation word, like I was talking about, is really stands out to me. I'm watching the Lions
also. The Lions are very innovative. But look, you want to talk about starting fast? You know, it's not starting fast. Going down the field and missing a field goal, and then boom. And everything changes that mindset. So you got to get in the end zone. You got to stop settling for field goals. I'll agree with that 100%. And I don't know how you open this offense up. I'm not sure if they're scared with Penix or they're scared with some of the O-line. I don't know where, or it's just the receivers aren't on the same page, but they've got to fix some of the communication somewhere.
Yeah, I completely agree with that. Hey, let's try to get one more phone call in. Hey, let's go to Walter. Walter in Atlanta. Walter, we got about 10 seconds, buddy. What's on your mind? Okay, Bryson from Alpharetta, we got about 10 seconds. What's on your mind?
Hey, one second. Hold up.
Go ahead, man.
1 second.
No, we can't have 1 second. Appreciate the phone
call,
man. You had 10 seconds. That was it, Bryson. No, I do, and I love the innovation comment because I'm watching Detroit last night. They run an option. They run a running back option after the handoff, and they pitch that one. You saw a double pass to, like, Jared Goff, and he's throwing downfield. I'm thinking, this is beautiful. Do more of this stuff. Do the innovation thing, not just a five-step drop in some wide zone, inside zone. Come on, man.
Bryson, get your phone handled and then go to Twitter and go to the 929 Morning Shift account. Tweet us what you're going to say. And if you have more thoughts on this, please tweet at us. This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. Coming up, like we've been talking about, it was clear up at Flowery Branch yesterday. They all knew some moves needed to be made. Were they the right ones? Were they the wrong ones? We'll get into it. And we've got a life of squid.
Yeah, the Kiffins are keeping it in the family. I'll tell you what that means next. Morning Shift, Sports Radio 99 The Game, and
the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.